Now, here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Pretty good crowd here at Napoleon High School. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. And we got a premier game in the area again tonight. Another battle of unbeaten teams in the Cascades Conference anyway. Napoleon with only one loss on the year so far. Having the off to their best start since about 2010. And, you know, I gotta tell you, Jason, I had 8-1 overall, 4-0 in the league. I had advance notice that Napoleon was going to be an improved ball team this year. That came from, I happened to run into, you know it's a new coaching squad for Napoleon, and I ran into Coach Brett Tudhill at a social event, and he was telling me right away, he said, we're going to be better. We're going to be a lot better. Come out and see us because we're going to be good. And 8-1 undefeated in your league up to this point, you couldn't have been much better than that.
Absolutely. You got to back up that talk, and Napoleon has certainly gone out and done that. And they've got a great squad led by a couple of seniors in their starting five and a couple of younger kids as well. There's a pair of juniors. They even have a freshman on their bench, Tobin McCrum, who, so this Napoleon squad looks to be good now, and they'll be good down the road as well.
Yeah, I would certainly expect to see that. A couple of my favorite athletes from the area, Greg Weatherspoon, was an absolute pleasure to watch run the football this season, and I be nice to watch him run on the hard court too. Additionally, I think Jacob Chadwell had himself a real nice year on the gridiron, and we'll see how he does out here on the wood, on the hardwood floor here for the Napoleon Pirates. Meanwhile, Michigan Center, of course, we've seen them a few times already this year, and as luck would have it, we get to come out and watch them in another tough matchup. We'd expect nothing bad to say about Michigan Center so far. 9-0 on the year, 3-0 in the league, and coming off big wins over Homer and rival Hanover Horton, Michigan Center's trying to keep that run alive. Max Preps has them number 2 in the state in Class C, and really I think they had them number 11 overall.
Yeah,
for the state of Michigan. So a lot of accolades come Michigan Center's way, and now they just have to live up to them.
Absolutely, and this is a big game in the eyes of the coaching staff as well. I talked to assistant coach Brett Haynes before the game, and
right.
They're going to run out their usual starting five, and we'll get to all that in a little bit. It's going to be a matter of whether or not Michigan Center can shoot the basket. They have the potential to put up big, big numbers. They hung 86 on a team earlier this year. They're 3-0 at home. They're 4-0 on the road. They put up about 70 points a game, play tremendous defense. They will run anybody out of the gym and then shoot the lights out when capable.
From time to time, yeah.
Yeah, and they've got two big powerhouse guards in Austin McKenzie, Kylan Brown, probably the class of the Cascades Conference. And we've got, just a fantastic game. And Coach Haynes said, you know, we practice like we've never won a game, and we play like we are never going to lose. So they're confident, and they're ready to go tonight.
Yeah, just absolutely awesome to watch. And, you know, the book, like you said, the coach said they've got to shoot well. And we saw that, I think, against Hanover Horton. One quarter in, they trailed by one. So not that they gave anything up, but you're trailing by one at home against a good team. They come out in the second quarter, catch fire, and they go into the half leading by 20.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's obvious that they have that ability, whether or not they'd be able to tap into the shooting. Here they are on the road. We'll see what they do against a pretty good Napoleon team. And I tell you, the eye test, Napoleon looks like a big, physical, capable squad. So
absolutely. They look tall. Mm-hmm. Not really, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who don't look like they're they haven't quite grown into their body, so to speak. You know, some kids at this level, they're tall, they're thin, they're lanky. They haven't quite figured out what to do with all of that height yet. Napoleon looks like they've grown into that height well. They've adjusted to it well, and they can handle themselves on the floor.
Yeah, well, sure. Credit a lot of that credit due to Coach Jeremy File, new head coach out here. So 4-0 in the Cascades Conference, 3-0 in the Cascades Conference. Somebody's leaving here with their first loss on the year in the league, and I'm interested to find out who it's going to be. I got to say a big thank you to Scott Ash for the accommodations today, squeezing us in here. We are steeped in Napoleon Pirates fan territory, so we're gonna maybe have a little chatter in the background today, but it's going to be fun for sure. Let's go ahead and take a four-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and check out the starting lineups and set things up for tip-off. Michigan Center at Napoleon on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world. at WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
So how you doing with that New Year's resolution? Saving money? Getting to the gym? Being on time to work? Kind of hard to do any of that and so many other things without a reliable car. Stone's one-stop auto shop at Grass Lake can help you get back on the road to keep your resolutions. If it knocks, shakes, bangs, or drags, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop. Easy on the wallet and easy to find. Stone's one-stop auto shop in the heart of downtown Grass Lake.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live at Napoleon High School. The Pirates and the Michigan Center Cardinals getting set to square off. We're just a few minutes away from tip-off. Jason, why don't we take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game?
Let's do that. Let's start with the visiting Michigan Center Cardinals, undefeated at 8-0 on the year under head coach Travis Gaddy. They'll go with their usual suspects, seniors Austin McKenzie and Kylan Brown in the backcourt, and a front three with junior Jake Nichols, senior Brett Haynes, and Connor Pelham, who is also a senior in the middle.
Yeah, pretty veteran experienced team for Michigan Center. Kylan Brown spent 3+ years on varsity. Same with Brett Haynes. And Jake Nichols now just coming up, but he's got some experience from the tournament last year.
Absolutely. And then you've got senior Andrew Torti off the bench, along with a guy who played quite a few minutes last time out was Austin Hinkle, who's a senior. So a lot of leadership both in the starting five and off the bench. On the flip side of that, for the Napoleon Pirates, who come into this game 8-1 under new head coach Jeremy File, they will go with seniors Joel Johnson and Greg Weatherspoon, junior Darren Hampton, senior Jacob Chadwell, and junior in the middle, Ty Rose.
And, you know, we got Napoleon out here warming up right in front of us, and you can see a lot of size on the floor. Weatherspoon's over 6 foot. They got big Ty Rose, and if I'm looking at the right guy, he's going about 6'4", 6'5", and, you know, full-figured at that size, I
Absolutely.
Guess is the way to put it. Solid guy. He's not a lanky, like you said, not a lanky big man.
No, not at all. And that's going to mean that Connor Pelham's going to have his hands full down low trying to battle for those rebounds.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough matchup if Napoleon, you know, works it down into the post. They don't have anybody who can really body him up.
No, not at all. And they've got a lot of length, but they can also shoot. I mean, we're just in pregame warm-ups, but they've been able to... They've looked good in their form, and they've been knocking down some jumpers. That always important 12 to 15-foot jumper is going to come in handy for them tonight.
And, you know, so that's a few of the things that you expected to see improve when you bring in Jeremy File, a guy who really makes his living as a skills coach on the basketball court. So you know he's going to come in and drill that right into his kids. So I'd expect them to be better shooters, ball handlers, and, you know, rebounders, all the little things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, those little things, improvement in those areas results in a big improvement. And you can see at 8-1 and 4-0 in the league, Napoleon's ready to challenge right now. We'll take a two-minute break here on the pregame, and we will come back with the tip-off on WKHM, WKHM.com.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home. The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, now just moments away from tip-off. The starting lineup's getting announced on the floor. I want to send a big thank you out to some of our sponsors, including Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, with our Player of the Game announcement. Make sure you stay tuned following the game for that one. Lumen Christi Catholic High School, along with Northwest Community Schools and Jackson Public Schools, all sponsors for our basketball season. And we'll be at Jackson High on Friday with East Lansing, and that'll be our first chance to see Jackson play a game at home. Always one of my favorite places to go.
Great venue.
And that's a fun team to watch.
Great venue, fun team to keep an eye out for. A lot of excitement.
Yeah, and quick reminder, you're running out of time to take advantage of no join fees at the Jackson YMCA. For the month of January, it is free to join.
That's right.
And if you're concerned that you can't afford it, check with the Y staff. They have budgets and programs to fit everybody. So GX and YMCA, one of our sponsors on the game tonight. Long County National Bank, the Collector Zone, American Title Company, the Protection Center. We're glad to have them all in the game tonight.
That's right.
So the Napoleon Pirates starting crew getting announced on the floor. And again, like you mentioned, Jason, they kind of stretch out over all classes here. They do start Joel Johnson, Greg Weatherspoon, and Jacob Chadwell, all seniors, and then two juniors round out the starting lineup. But you got a freshman and two sophomores that are ready to fill roles, you know, as the years wind down. So you can really see right away that while they're competitive and off to a great start this year, they're really setting themselves up to have a fine program for years to come. And that's full credit to, the new coaching regime, Jeremy File, Brent Tudhill.
And so we've got a technical foul here on Napoleon before the tip-off. Brett Haynes misses. It's a two-shot technical for an infraction during pregame.
And I'm not even sure what it's for. I can guess maybe somebody grabbed the rim or something during warm-ups or some other technical or roster issue. Yeah. They didn't really say. They just said it was a technical foul.
Yep, incurred during the pregame. That was about all we got here. So Michigan Center will get the ball.
Coach File doesn't seem happy about it.
No, he does not.
And who would be? Yeah, he started a deficit, 1-0 Michigan Center, and they'll start the game with the ball. Jake Nichols to pass in from the sideline. Kylan Brown will receive in the backcourt and take it over into Michigan Center territory, working against Weatherspoon on the wing. Hands off to McKenzie. Swing pass it to Nichols. Nichols to the top, looking down low to Pelham, and he goes down a low block. And we'll get a tie up. Nice play on the defense.
Yeah, good job by Napoleon to prevent him getting all ball and tying it up.
You know, that's not necessarily a play that Michigan Center has run a lot at this point in the season. They tend to work it around the out. You know, a lot of their offense comes from the perimeter. In this case, they went down to the low block, and Napoleon goes right down low right away. Ty Rose gets the shot up, missed it. Michigan Center battles and comes out with the rebound. Nichols brings it up the floor. Now he gives to Haynes, working right wing. Haynes to the middle. Hand off to Kylan Brown. Brown will dribble back to the middle. One-on-one with Weatherspoon. He'll drive. Double clutch off the glass. No good. Rebounded Rose, and Napoleon gets the stop. And we've still got a 1-0
dribble
score. And that's a call that I think gets missed a lot, actually, where a player in the course of getting a rebound or a pass will bounce it once, pick it up, and then think that they still have their dribble. In that
Absolutely.
Case, Rose called for it.
And the official was right there to catch that. And one of those plays that happens probably just about every trip down the floor.
We see every so often. On the inbound, Michigan Center, Kylan Brown drive, kick out to Pelham for a long deuce, and he knocks down the jumper calmly. 3-0, the Michigan Center lead. Napoleon coming up the floor. Darren Hampton working against Brown. Looks like we might have had a little push-off. No call. Right in front of the official. Driving a fadeaway jumper. Nice range. Good-looking shot from Chadwell. And it's 3-2, Michigan Center. Michigan Center gives you no time to breathe. Right back up the floor. Pelham dribbles into the paint now. He'll kick it back out to Brown. Brown looking for Pelham down low. Good look. Missed the shot. On the rebound, the putback. He'll draw a foul.
Good opportunity there by Connor Pelham. Had a nice open look at the bucket. Missed the first shot, and that's where Connor Pelham is dangerous, is on that offensive glass. Nobody around him to box out. Got his own rebound, drew the foul.
Outstanding feed to get it down to him, too. Great court vision by the Michigan Center guards. Free throw from Pelham is good, and it's a 4-2 Michigan Center advantage. 6:43 to go first quarter. WKHM, WKHM.com. And the second free throw in and out, rebounded by Rose. And Napoleon will bring it up the floor. Chadwell, crossover dribble. McKenzie with a reach-in. And that'll be the first foul against the visiting Michigan Center Cardinals. Weatherspoon to inbound. Hampton working against Kylan Brown right near midcourt. Look for a screen. Dribble drive. Now kick out to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon near the top of the key. And look to feed Chadwell on the cut. A little miscommunication there. Pass is tossed out of bounds. Michigan Center ball. Inbound goes to Brown. Now to Brett Haynes. He'll dribble up the right side of the floor.
An unusual look for center to have Haynes bringing the ball up as opposed to Austin McKenzie.
Yeah, or Kylan Brown, one of the two. McKenzie open, look in the corner for three, and he knocks it down. And good ball movement on the perimeter by the Cardinals.
Not something that Coach File wanted to see out of Michigan Center is them hitting shots early.
7-2 Cardinals. And again, Michigan Center works on the defense nonstop. A little trap on Weatherspoon, and he dribbles it off of a defender out of bounds. Michigan Center ball. Kylan Brown to bring it up near midcourt. Dribbles to the left side, gets a screen, looking for a roll. Nothing there. Penetration, and we'll get a blocking foul against the Pirates.
Looks like that's going to go against Tyrokes as well.
And again, you know, Kylan Brown's so sneaky quick. He doesn't look like he's going to go on a drive move, and there he goes. And, you know, you've caught with your feet flat.
Excellent.
You're going to commit
step.
A foul most likely. 7-2 the score, 5:49 to go, and we got a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break here on WKHM. We'll be right back. 7-2 Cardinals lead.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving, and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness. Be a part of the greatness. Be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Early timeout here for the Pirates, trailing 7-2 in the first quarter at home against Michigan Center Cardinals. And just looks like, you know, a couple turnovers and miscues for the Napoleon offense so far.
It's not quite in sync yet. Give them time. And I mean, it's only a 5-point deficit right now, so it's easily managed by head coach Jeremy File.
Sure, and a good timeout. You don't want to get too far in the hole, though. Michigan Center starts with the ball. Oh, great inbound play to Connor Pelham. Double clutch, and he scores it. Careful job there by Rose not to commit a foul down low. But it's a 9-2 Cardinal advantage off the inbound. And now we have Chadwell working from the left wing. Picked from behind. Kylan Brown. Loose ball. We're going to get a whistle against Napoleon.
And that's going to be on Greg Weatherspoon, his second, team's fourth.
Quick whistle on that one. I don't know that I even saw the contact, but we didn't have as close of an angle as that official did. Kylan Brown dribbles in, kick out to Jake Nichols, right wing. He'll drive baseline, double clutch off the glass and score it. And that's 11-2 now. Michigan Center well in control.
Napoleon needs to do a better job of utilizing Tyrose's size. Jake Nichols just went right on by him.
Into the corner. Good open look for three and knocks it down. Joel Johnson finding the range. Big shot for the Pirates. 11-5. Michigan Center gives you no time to breathe. Austin McKenzie right down the floor, but he missed the bunny. And Napoleon will come out of there with the rebound. Chance to cut into the lead a little further and a little extra step.
We've seen it all year. Every game we've called. And that's going to bring Riley Elliott into the game, replacing Greg Weatherspoon, who will have a seat with two quick fouls.
Kylan Brown comes up the left side of the floor for the Cardinals. Now a handoff to Austin McKenzie. He'll dribble back to the mid-circle area, working off the dribble to the hole. Dropped it off for Pelham, and he scores it. Connor Pelham factoring into the offense a lot early here for Michigan Center. 13-5 is the Cardinal advantage.
Seven of the team's 13 points.
Chadwell looks to drive from the top. Floater in the paint. Left it short. Rebound, Kylan Brown. Now he lost it. Saves it. But no, they're going to say he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Probably fortunate for Michigan Center to have a chance to set up the defense because Napoleon had a two-on-one there. 13-5, 4:22 to go first quarter. Inbound, Napoleon. Riley Elliott will give to Rose. Rose looking to feed Johnson down in the low block. This ball knocked away. Last touch, Napoleon. And again, quick hands by, oh, we get a.
They're going to reverse that call.
Return.
Looks like that's the right call there.
Yeah, official, you know, we tend to be tough on the officials and second guess them, but they don't have the ability to second guess often. They got to blow that whistle, make a decision right away. One official saw it more clearly and overrode. So Napoleon keeps the ball, trailing 13-5. Left wing is Hampton. He dribbles down the baseline, back out to Chadwell. Now to the top, Johnson has it stolen. There goes Austin McKenzie. Fast break. Finger roll, no good. Nichols follows with the rebound. Drops it down low to Haynes. Haynes will get it back out. Connor Pelham will set up for a triple. Long, rebounded by Rose, and Napoleon comes away with a stop. Back up the floor quickly. Bradley Elliott. Chadwell now back to Elliott at the top for three. Open look. Bricked it. Rebounded Nichols and hands off to McKenzie to start the offense for Michigan Center. Haynes wide open left wing. Triple off the heel. Long rebound comes out to Kylan Brown. Now he'll dribble into the paint. Drops it off to Pelham. Open look from the baseline. That jumper's in and out. Tipped. Brown, no good. Rebounded Haynes off to McKenzie for three. He missed it. And the rebound knocked away by Brown, but he's going to get whistled for a foul.
That's going to be the first on Kylan Brown. Team second. We're going to get some substitutions here. Looks like Connor Bammer, the senior from Napoleon, will check in along with Brian Williams for Michigan Center, the junior.
Brian Williams comes in to replace Austin McKenzie, and you get a little bit extra height on the floor for Michigan Center.
It looks like they're going to have Austin Hinkle check in here at the next whistle as well.
Go with a big lineup.
Nearly Cardinals. Away.
Riley Elliott now hands off to Bammer. Bammer back to Elliott, working left wing. Now an open look for three. Chadwell, a little bit deep. He missed it. Long rebound comes out. Kylan Brown snags it, and he'll trigger the offense for Michigan Center. Looking to drive from the right wing, gets into the paint, loses it for a moment. Probably got away with a little double dribble there. Great block on the drive by Chadwell. Out of bounds, the State Michigan Center ball. Haynes on the drive, and Chadwell with a nice blocking play. Almost had a tie up there.
Good play on defense by Napoleon. Austin Hinkle does check into the game. He'll replace Connor Pelham. He'll sit down with 7 points.
Kylan Brown inbound from the baseline.
Connor Smith, the senior for Napoleon, checks in. He will replace Joel Johnson.
Nowhere to go on the inbound for Brown. He has to go deep to Williams. Now to the right wing. Haynes. Brown dribbles baseline. Drops it off to Hinkle. Almost stolen. Williams comes up with a loose ball. Behind the back dribble in the paint. Gives off to Hinkle. And he's blocked. Hinkle gets it back. Kylan Brown left wing. And he'll slow it down. Reset for the Cardinal offense. They lead 13-5 with 2:18 to go in the first. Brown will dribble in. Double clutch. Shot. No good. Was hoping to get a foul. No whistle. Rebounded by Napoleon. Up the right side comes here in Hampton. Crossover dribble. Pull up from the elbow. Missed the shot. Rebounded Hinkle. Michigan Center back on the attack. Haynes coming up the right side. Crossover dribble into the lane. And missed the shot. But does draw a foul. Nice drive by Haynes. Good look. That contact foul. Sends him to the line for two.
Foul looks like it's going to go on Connor Bammer. His first, team's fifth. And Andrew Torty and Austin McKenzie will be checking in along with Connor Pelham.
Haynes now just 1-for-3 from the stripe, including a technical foul to open the game.
Check that. Just Torty and McKenzie checking in for center.
Haynes' second attempt on this pair, and he knocks it down. So he's 2-for-4. Michigan Center leads 14-5 with 1:57 to go first quarter. Bammer now left wing for Napoleon to the top, and Chadwell. Chadwell gets a screen from Elliott. Doesn't use it. Crossover back the other way. Hands off to Bammer. Dribbles across the top. Drops it off to Elliott for a good look at three. Long. Rebound comes out, and Bammer's got it. Back to Chadwell. Looks to drive. Has it knocked away. Goes right to Bammer. Nice drive. Double clutch. Can't finish. Rebound Haynes, and he'll head it back the other way for the Cardinals. Austin Hinkle up the right side. Now he'll give it back to Haynes. Haynes looks to dribble down the baseline. Behind the basket, and stepped out. Napoleon ball. Michigan Center's defense has made it tough for Napoleon to get good looks, and they've been able to sneak in a few open looks for three, but have not been able to knock them down, with the exception of one long gun by Joel Johnson. Just 5 points in this one so far for the Pirates with a minute 20 to go.
Center's been incredibly tenacious on the defensive side of the ball, and they've been able to knock down shots, and there's another steal by McKenzie.
Good feed. What a feed to Haynes and a finish with the left hand. Great fast break by Michigan center. Austin McKenzie goes to the floor. Falling down, feeds Haynes for the open look, and he finishes with the left hand. 16-5 lead. Nice job. Elliott comes up with a loose ball. Double clutches at the basket, and he'll draw a foul against Williams.
And there's that tenacious Michigan center defense. You can't turn around without running into somebody from Michigan center.
Yeah, you saw on that possession just now, Jacob Chadwell went for a nice fadeaway, which he hit earlier. Defender right in his face. Fortunate Elliott was there to grab the loose ball. Now he misses the first one from the stripe. 16-5, under a minute to go first quarter. A few more substitutions from the Pirates bench.
That'll be, we have McCrum, Bammer, Colin Bradley, Connor Smith, and Riley Elliott in the game for Napoleon.
Elliott at the stripe, second out of the pair, missed them both. Rebounded Brown for Michigan center. 11-point lead, goes behind the back into the paint. Now he'll give to Torty. Torty drives, kicks out to Williams. Williams has range out there at three-point arc. We saw that against Hanover Horton. McKenzie drives, drops up to Hinkle, wait in the paint. And nice finish by Austin Hinkle. Michigan center rolling now 18-5 with 30 seconds to go.
And a little bit different approach in this game for Michigan center. Normally they're run and gun. They like to shoot the three. They've been working the ball down low.
As we see, Austin Hinkle, Connor Pelham getting a lot of points and opportunities down low. Dribble drive there for the Pirates. Connor Smith knocked away, but he gets it out to an open three-point look. Missed shot by Bradley. Michigan center back on the attack with Kylan Brown at the top. Down the lane. Loses it on the way in, and he's pushed from behind. And they're going to call that on the shot.
And that foul is going to go against Connor Bammer, his second, team sixth.
Got a 4.89 on the clock here. We're all the way down to the hundredths of seconds. 18-5, Michigan center leading Kylan Brown at the stripe.
And that was a very interesting drive by Kylan Brown as he knocks down the first. Look, as he normally does, very nonchalant, and then all of a sudden the explosiveness gets him right to the lane and down to the hoop.
Yeah, you just never know when he's going to hit you with that speed burst. It's effortless. Missed that second free throw. 19-5, our score. Tapped around, comes back to Brown on the drive. And some contact, no whistle. Shot is missed, so we'll end the first quarter with a 19-5 Michigan center lead. We'll put eight minutes back on the clock, and we will take a one-minute break here on WKHM.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Local decision making with local employees, neighbors helping neighbors, keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank, the name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice, offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back in action here, right out of the quarter break.
Andrew Torty.
Kylan Brown finds Torty on a cut, and he finishes 21-5. Michigan center stretches their advantage. Still pressure defense, trapping at half court, and a knock away by Williams. Still Napoleon ball.
So resetting the floor, Kylan Brown, Andrew Torty, Austin McKenzie, Austin Hinkle, and Brian Williams for Michigan center. McCrum gets it over to Chadwell.
We got Bradley in the corner, loses the pass. Tough skip pass over there into that corner territory. Another Napoleon turnover. This is going to give Michigan center another opportunity. On the offensive end, Brown bringing it up against Bradley. Working up the left side of the floor. Now crossover, knocked away. Brown gets it, but saves it to Johnson. Still loose. And there's a dribble drive and a finish. Tobin McCrum scores it for Napoleon, 21-7. That ends a long scoring drought for the Pirates. Austin McKenzie back on the attack for Michigan Center. Hands off to Williams, now to Brown. Brown will drive on McCrum. Goes deep, pull-up floater in the lane, and he'll finish that one. 23-7, Michigan Center's advantage. Jacob Chadwell dribbling up. Now he'll go cross-court to McCrum. McCrum crossover, breaks the press, gets it to Chadwell. Chadwell looking for the skip pass. There's Johnson. He hit one in the first quarter. He hits one in the second. Big three-pointer for Joel Johnson. Napoleon starting to find some rhythm here in early second quarter. 6:34 to go. They trail 23-10. Brown driving baseline. Double clutch it and missed it. Rebound by Ty Rose. Napoleon back on the attack. Chance to cut into the Michigan Center lead. Chadwell crossover into the middle. And he'll get a blocking foul against Andrew Torti. And that should be on the floor.
Looks like it will. We're going to get some substitutions. Connor Pelham, Jake Nichols checking back into the game for Michigan Center. So they'll go with their starting lineup, along with Brett Haynes.
Inbound coming from Bradley. Gets into Johnson. Johnson out of the top to McCrum. McCrum working against Kevin Brown. Across the perimeter. Deep three by Chadwell, and that's way long. Rebound tapped around. Johnson will come up with it for Napoleon. Nice offensive rebound, and on a feed attempt.
I'm not
a little bit high on the pass.
It was a little bit high to me, too.
Hey, don't feel bad. I don't think I could have got to it either.
There's not a whole lot of passes I can get to.
Kevin Brown bringing up for Michigan Center with 6 minutes to go in the half. 23-10 lead. Haynes on the dribble. Now he'll hand off to Jake Nichols. Nichols back to Kevin Brown. Deep on the right wing. Thinks about a three. Now driving into the lane. Dishes to Nichols on the low block. He'll kick it back out to Brown. Screen and roll by Pelham. Three-point attempt by Brown is good from the top of the key. Kevin Brown looking for his own shot a little bit here in the second quarter. Leads to a 16-point center lead. Napoleon breaks the press. Chadwell on the drive all the way to the bucket. And
gonna get
Connor Pelham sacrificed his body to draw a charge, and he's paying for it, wincing as he gets up.
And that foul is going to go on Chadwell, his first.
Foul number 23. Chadwell had a head of steam, and it didn't look like anybody was in his path. Connor Pelham bravely stepped in and took the charge, paid the price.
It was a big hit, too. Big charge. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Napoleon, so 1-1 the rest of the way in the half here for center.
5.5 on the clock, 26-10. Michigan Center leads with the ball. Kylan Brown up the left side. Brown's going to dribble down into the corner. Now to the top, and Nichols. Nichols almost traveled with it. Hands off to Haynes. Haynes will pull up just inside the arc. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to Bradley. Napoleon back on the break. Give and go to Bradley. He'll look to get down to the low block off the glass. Nice kiss. Good shot, and it is 26-12. Shot for Bradley, kind of a mid-range jump hook. Michigan Center answers with a deep three by Austin McKenzie, and he's got a pair of triples under his belt tonight. 29-12, the Michigan Center advantage. Napoleon, just you start to feel like you maybe got something working, and here comes Center, hits a big triple. Stretch the lead, 29-12.
And they answer quick. One of the trademarks of this Cardinal team.
Jacob Chadwell, the ball for Napoleon, looking for Johnson on the low block in battle for position. Brett Haynes commits a foul.
That's going to be Haynes' first, team's fifth.
Foul on number five, Brett Haynes. In for Napoleon, number
Joel
one.
Johnson will inbound Bammer from the baseline.
Connor Bammer will check back in for Napoleon, replacing Colin Bradley.
Johnson deep inbound goes to McCrum. McCrum's the freshman on the squad here. Just playing some big minutes against Michigan Center. And off of the pressure, ball gets loose in the backcourt. Connor Bammer, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Michigan Center ball. 29-12 lead, 4:21 on the clock. First half, Michigan Center with the ball.
After two quick fouls, Greg Weatherspoon checking into the game for Napoleon. Haven't seen him since early in the first.
He matches right up on Kylan Brown. Brown goes right to the rack. Lost the ball in midair, recovered, and still able to finish. 31-12, the Michigan Center lead with 4:07 to go in the half. Johnson nearly has it stolen. Quick hands by Connor Pelham. And we get a timeout from the Napoleon bench. And that's a 30-second break. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Jason, so far it's been smothering defense for Michigan Center, and they've been attacking the basket more so than we've seen them do most of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. At Michigan Center, they're known for running you out of the gym, but they usually will stop and hit that 15-foot jumper, you know, three-pointers left, right, and sideways, and they rely heavily on those long-range shots, which they have been hitting in large quantities in this game, but they've also been able to get the ball down low with relative ease despite the size that Napoleon has.
Yeah, well, I think there seems to be commitment to you know, working off the dribble and looking to drop it off in the half court. You know, still the fast-break offense is always a threat, but when they are forced to play that half-court game, they've been really looking down low more than we've seen so far in the few times we've seen them this year.
And it's worked for them, and it's worked very, very well. You had Connor Pelham, 7 points very, very early on. Kylan Brown's had a couple of shots down low. Very tenacious rebounding from Pelham as well.
Napoleon with the ball, 4 minutes to go in the half. In the half court, knock away pass. Nichols recovered by Haynes and looking to Brown on a break. He'll look to feed it back out. He'll have it knocked away. Greg Weatherspoon gets a hand on the loose ball. Chadwell bring it up, and he gives to Hampton. Back up to the top, Hampton. Chadwell open look for the long three off the rim. Offensive rebound, Weatherspoon. And he'll pull up the floater in the paint. A lot of contact, no whistle. Kylan Brown comes up with the rebound. Gets out to Haynes to run it. Austin McKenzie thought he was about to take another three from the corner. He doesn't. Now it looks like he has some extracurricular action away from the ball. And we do have a whistle. And that's going to go against Napoleon. And that'll be a 1-1 for Brett Haynes.
That's Connor Bammer on the foul, his third. Team's eighth.
Sorry,
2 for 4 from the line tonight.
Ty Rose jumps back up off the bench for Napoleon. Biggest kid on the floor. I think I said in the pre I thought he was about 6'4". I'm going to put him at about 6'6". He'll get that rebound on the missed free throw. Haynes struggling at the line. That's not the norm for him.
No, he's normally a very, very good free throw shooter.
3:16 to go in the half. 31-12 is our score. Jake Chadwell with the ball for Napoleon working on the right wing. Now he'll get it to the top. Hampton will dribble now to the right side. Looking to feed Rose down on the, well, it's in the high post. He'll kick back out. Deep triple from Hampton. Missed.
NBA three.
Rebound tapped out. Greg Weatherspoon keeps the possession, but Haynes steals a pass. He's on the break by himself. He'll go up left-handed. Scoop it. Missed it. In and out. Austin McKenzie comes up with a loose ball. He dribbles out of bounds, and that'll be Napoleon's possession. The Cardinals continue to play those passing lanes with reckless abandon, and they get a steal, I'd say, about a third of the time.
Wish we had the turnover numbers for Michigan Center, the turnover differential. I'd be willing to bet it's pretty high.
I'm petitioning for a little extra budget for a statistician. So far, no good.
Or an iPad.
Hasn't happened yet.
We're going to get a whistle here.
Nice feed down low into the game now for Napoleon. Isaiah Phelps,
another
sophomore, deep in the paint. Another big stretch guy.
Very tall kid. That foul is going to go on Connor Pelham, his first, team sixth.
They put his length into use right away. 31-12, our score, with 2:36 to go in the half.
So now you've got Phelps on the floor, who's quite lengthy. If you could get him and Ty Rose on the floor at the same time, you might be able to work with something down low for Napoleon.
Phelps hits from the stripe on his first attempt. Second one is long.
And we're going to get a lane violation.
Phelps eager to catch his own rebound. You know, when you're the shooter, you kind of know if it's coming off or not. And he was quick to react, a little too quick.
Chomping at the bit to get to that rebound.
31-13 is our score. Center with the ball. Kylan Brown coming up the floor. Dribbles to the middle. Now he'll look to drive on Weatherspoon. Passes off to Pelham. Double clutch. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. And we're tied up on the floor as Phelps and Pelham go to the ground. This will be a jump ball. Possession arrow Napoleon's way. And 18 fouls for the Pirates, but they've let a lot of contact go in the lane on both ends of the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And no complaints about the officiating thus far.
Not at all. The MHSAA always does a great job with the officiating crews.
Johnson on the feed, looking for a cutting Hampton. Tried to thread the needle there. It'll go out of bounds, but it is last touch. Michigan center, so Napoleon will maintain possession. Really trying to thread the needle on that one. Would have been a sweet pass if it got all the way through untouched. Inbound from Hampton. Stolen again, Haynes. And he can't quite save it. So it'll stay in Napoleon ball. But Michigan center continues to jump in front of every pass.
Now the Michigan center student section starting to get involved here.
Got to travel down Napoleon Road all the way here. And there's a three by Chadwell. Missed everything. Long rebound. Phelps saves it to Nichols, though. Michigan center on the run. Austin Hinkle gives it back to Nichols. Nichols will give to Haynes. Deep triple. And just rolls off. Phelps on the rebound again. Knock away. And we're actually going to whistle. A whistle against Michigan center. That's six. Will that be seven?
That is their seventh. That one goes on Austin Hinkle, his first.
1-1 the rest of the way for the Pirates. Final minute 42 of the first half. 31-13 the score. Phelps will get back to the stripe. Isaiah Phelps has been real active off the bench here. The sophomore giving the Pirates a little boost here.
Very aggressive. Very, very aggressive. And we're going to get a substitution. Riley Elliott back into the game for Napoleon, replacing Greg Weatherspoon. That's what you like to see out of these young kids, is a little bit of aggression.
Seemed real active, missed the free throw, and was a little short over the line again. No whistle this time, but Phelps is reading the ball well, and he knew he was going to miss that one. Haynes dribbling in. Long deuce, missed. Johnson in the rebound, has it knocked away, and it'll stay Michigan center ball. On the swipe, knocked it off of Johnson's leg.
And that's going to get Andrew Torti into the game, placing Brett Haynes. Not a good shooting night so far for Brett. He's got 4 points, but rough go of it from the free throw line as well.
Kevin Brown in the corner dribbles in. Drop off to Nichols for a nice look at the baseline. Missed the shot, and it's rebounded by Napoleon. Hampton bringing it up for the Pirates near midcourt. Picked up by Kylan Brown. Gets a screen to the left wing. Now it looks to drive in. Fakes the pull-up, looking for Phelps in the paint, and Brown's right there to steal. Back the other way for the Cardinals. Brown racing everybody. Double clutch on the drive. Kissed off the glass, and he'll also get the contact. Old-fashioned three-point play for the All-State honorable mention, Kylan Brown.
And that foul is going to go against Joel Johnson, his first. Team's ninth.
33-13. Kevin Brown converts on the extra attempt. 34-13 with 1:02 to go in the half. And here comes Hampton for Napoleon. Gets a screen from Phelps. Phelps rolls. Nothing there. Hampton will pull the long triple and knocks it down. Michigan center right back up the floor. Feeds it way down to Hinkle, and he stepped on the line. Turnover Michigan center, under a minute to go. 34-16, the count. Napoleon, a little something working here. They can cut into this lead before they head into the halftime locker room. Hampton working against Torti, 1-on-1. Right near midcourt, crossover dribble. Comes back, and he'll dribble and hand off to Chadwell. Chadwell deep on the wing. Gets a screen from Johnson. Johnson hit a couple threes in this one so far. Looking to drive baseline. Reverse pivot out to Chadwell. Fakes the three. He drives in. Floats it. Missed. Nichols on the rebound attempt. Has it knocked away. Last touch, Napoleon. Nichols will inbound for the Cardinals with 19 seconds to go in this one. First half, 34-16. Kylan Brown dribbles up for the Cardinals, left side.
Looks like they're going to hold for one here.
Screen from Hinkle. Brown will drive all the way, scooped it, missed the finger roll. Rebound, Chadwell. Hinkle comes away with it. Behind the back, off the floor. With time running out, can't hit the shot, but it's the most creative shot we've seen out in the year so far. Backwards seated over the head.
I think he was trying to top Kylan Brown from last week.
Yeah, it would have been the only way to top Kylan Brown's halftime buzzer beater from a week ago. Not quite a week. We're at 6 days ago.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're in the half, 34-16, the halftime score. Michigan center all over Napoleon there in the first half. Seemed like the Pirates got a little rhythm there going late in the half. And they haven't had hasn't been an all-the-way bad game. Michigan Center's defense has been smothering. Really, the Cardinals have kind of shot poorly, especially there in the second quarter, and both teams are kind of struggling to find points. So we'll see what the adjustments are at the half. We'll take a three-minute break on the broadcast, and when we come back, we'll look at your first half numbers and set things up for the second half. 34-16, Michigan Center leads Napoleon. On WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid. A positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Christovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live at the half. Facebook Live, too. If you haven't liked the WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM Facebook page, you can catch live video. We're live on video right now.
That's right.
We're also live here on the radio, and we've got a 34-16 halftime score at Napoleon High School. And we'll flip the camera around here. You can watch the kids take the half-court shot while we go over the first half stats. Jason, who are our scorers in the first half of this tilt?
Well, let's start with Michigan Center, who leads this tilt 34-16. Kylan Brown leads all scorers with 11. Connor Pelham right behind him with 7 points. Austin McKenzie checking in with 6, followed by Brett Haynes with 4. Then you had Jake Nichols, Andrew Torty, and Austin Hinkle each with 2. On the flip side of that for Napoleon, it's a short list. Joel Weatherspoon has 6 of the team's 16 points, followed by Darren Hampton, who hit a 3 in the second quarter. Tobin McCrum, Colin Bradley, Jacob Chadwell each with 2, and Isaiah Phelps hit a free throw for the 16th point.
All right, and I just caught a little sample. You said Joel Weatherspoon. You mean Joel Johnson?
Yes, Joel Johnson. Sorry about that.
Two big triples, and I don't know if I'm Jeremy File in the halftime locker room, I'm looking to get more looks for Johnson. He nailed a couple triples, no doubters. I just think Napoleon struggled to find rhythm, and I don't think it was anything that they were doing. It was really a result of the Michigan Center smothering defense in the first half. They were just in hands on every pass, in every passing lane, it seemed, and that's really what's made the difference, because Michigan Center didn't really shoot exceptionally well in the first half.
Yeah, it was typical Michigan Center basketball. You had smothering defense, running guys out of the gym, and making shots, and that's what they do. And one of the big things that they focused on this year was Kylan Brown's shot selection, and that's been a big thing. Kylan has passed up a couple of good shot opportunities in exchange for making a good pass and getting the job done there. So that's been big. You've noticed that he really hasn't sacrificed scoring because he's taking better shots, which means he's making more shots. And so it's been a good all-around effort for Kylan Brown, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You've had typical Connor Pelham night, putting up a handful of points, lots and lots of rebounds, especially on the offensive side. And then you've got your floor general with Austin McKenzie, who is very quietly becoming one of the best point guards in the area, really, for Michigan Center.
Yeah, which is tough for him to do because on this team he has been, I don't want to say second fiddle because that's not fair, but Kylan Brown dominates the ball and ball handling responsibilities, and he's been able to relinquish a little bit of that to Austin McKenzie because he's been so good. And it's just a credit to the coaching staff at Michigan Center to have everybody clearly bought in to the defensive technique and the method and just being swarming, because it doesn't matter where that ball goes, there's a Michigan Center defender who wants to take it.
Absolutely, and you've got effortless defensive switches. They don't try to force their way through a screen. The defender just picks up the man on the screen. The other defender slides over, and it's effortless. It's a very seamless defensive transition. The help side defense is fantastic. They've got hands in everywhere on every play up the court. They have a very interesting, somewhat full court press. There's usually one, maybe two guys who will press a little bit here and there. And then you've got, that almost like a trap, but it's sort of the way that they position themselves defensively, it sort of lures them into a trap that wasn't really designed to be that way. So it seems like there's 10 guys on the floor for Michigan Center when they're on the defensive side of the ball. And then if you can get a shot off, and even if you make it, you have to sprint your way back on defense, because before you can blink, Michigan Center's at the other end of the floor with usually a pretty good look.
Yeah, we've seen that happen all year. Somebody will hit a big three, and before you blink, Michigan Center's taking a layup at the other end. So we'll see how the adjustments from the first half. 1 minute break here on the halftime report. We'll come back and put 8 minutes on the clock for the third quarter. Michigan Center leads 34-16 on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
So how you doing with that New Year's resolution? Saving money? Getting to the gym? Being on time to work? Kind of hard to do any of that and so many other things without a reliable car. Stone's one-stop auto shop at Grass Lake can help you get back on the road to keep your resolutions. If it knocks, shakes, bangs, or drags, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop. Easy on the wallet and easy to find. Stone's one-stop auto shop in the heart of downtown Grass Lake.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On the attack to start the second half, Kylan Brown dribbles in, kicks off to Brett Haynes. Haynes gives to McKenzie. McKenzie will dribble to the top. Now back to the left wing for Haynes. Loses it briefly and saves it. Pelham's got it. Tries to feed Nichols down in the low baseline. Nichols has to try to save it. It's nearly stolen by Hampton. But he stepped out of bounds. It'll be Michigan center ball. A little carelessness with the basketball on the first possession of the second half. 34-16, Michigan center leads. Deep three, McKenzie. It's Haynes out of the corner. Rebound tap to Pelham. Now Nichols will look out of that corner. And he missed it, too. This time the rebound secured by Napoleon. They're back on the attack the other way. Hampton dribbles up the left side. Picks up the dribble down to Weatherspoon. He'll drive the baseline and has it knocked away out of bounds. Michigan center, last touch.
And Greg Weatherspoon has been incredibly quiet in this game. No points, two fouls that were very early on in the half.
He's made his mark on the offensive glass, and there's a nice feed to a cutting Johnson. And Joel Johnson scores. It leads Napoleon with 8 points, 34-18 the score. Kylan Brown comes down, dribbles, and nice defense by Weatherspoon. Nearly comes up with a steal. He'll lose it out of bounds. It'll stay Michigan center ball. Nice hands by Weatherspoon to steal that pass. Nearly steal the pass, let's say. Pelham gets the inbound three-point look. No good. Rebound Nichols. Has it stolen away. Hampton on the break for Napoleon. All the way to the bucket. Scoops it. Missed it. Rebound tap to Pelham. And Kylan Brown will race back the other way. We're going to get Chadwell double. Clutch up and under. And a nice finger roll by Brown. 36-18. Michigan center doubled up on Napoleon here early in the second half. Hampton goes to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon looking to feed. Now he'll put the ball on the floor. Trying to find Rose down the low block. Has it knocked away. Weatherspoon will pull up from the baseline. Deep two and a nice shot by Weatherspoon. Quiet in the first half, but making his name heard here in the second half.
Seeing every time I call somebody out.
Brown drives. She's Pelham on the low block. Nice defense by Johnson, but he does commit the harm. And they'll send Pelham to the stripe for two. 36-20. This is our score, 16-point Michigan center advantage, but Pelham's got a couple coming from the stripe.
And that foul on Joel Johnson, his second team's first.
Pelham's shot is off the front rim. Rattles home. Michigan center so far has not looked comfortable at the line, which is a change of pace for them. Normally they calmly step up and hit those. Pelham misses the second one, rebounded by Big Ty Rose. Chadwell dribbles up the right side for Napoleon. Now back to the center. He'll stop and pull up the triple. That one's off. Rose with the offensive board. The putback is good. Napoleon looking sharp to start the second half. Second chance point for Rose.
That's his first two of the game.
Haynes goes to Nichols right wing. Now to the top. McKenzie. He'll dribble into the attack. And blocked by Hampton. Stepped out of bounds on the rebound. It'll be Michigan center ball. Napoleon playing tough D on the penetration by Michigan center. Kylan Brown inbound from the baseline. Finds Pelham blocked by Johnson. Pelham wanted contact. No call. Chadwell coming the other way for Napoleon. Chadwell picks up the dribble out to Hampton. Deep left wing. He'll get a screen. Dribbles in. Now he steps back out. Looking for another screen from Johnson. And again, he'll retreat a little bit here. Looking for Rose down the low block. Nothing there. Goes to Chadwell. Chadwell now. Swing pass to Weatherspoon. Finds Rose finally deep. He's blocked by Pelham. Nichols comes away with a loose ball. Ahead of everyone, McKenzie. Double clutch. Nice. Blocked by Weatherspoon. Pelham gets the rebound and the putback.
Very impressive block. Great timing by Greg Weatherspoon on that block. Connor Pelham, right place, right time to pick up that ball and put it in for center.
Chadwell on the attack now for Napoleon. He misses the finger roll. Nichols finds McKenzie out ahead of everyone again. This time Weatherspoon will block him again.
And Greg Weatherspoon, very impressive, getting the hustle defense on back-to-back possessions.
Catches a whistle on that second one, but I
I don't know about that. That was looked like he got all ball off the glass there.
Now, the first one, McKenzie was ahead of everyone. He probably went a little slow motion and allowed Weatherspoon to catch up to him, and Weatherspoon still had to make a great play on it. This time, Weatherspoon purely just chased it down and blocked it. Looked like there was a little contact following the shot. McKenzie at the stripe hits the first. 40-22 is our score with 5 minutes to go.
Great effort by Greg Weatherspoon on that play.
McKenzie does knock down a pair. Weatherspoon will inbound. Full court pressure here by Michigan Center. Now it'll be just one-on-one. Hampton working against Brett Haynes for Napoleon. Gets a screen from Rose. Rose looking to get a mismatch down on the low block. And can't get it down to him. Weatherspoon working left wing. Crossover dribble is getting called for a travel. Took a little extra step on the jab step stutter there. 41-22, 4:39 to go third quarter. Michigan Center leads and have led the whole way. Nichols thinks about a three. Now on a drive move. Finger roll. Nice job, Jake Nichols.
Good
Michigan
move.
Center stays in the pressure defense.
Nice little head fake there by Nichols.
Napoleon gets it over the line. Johnson will go all the way to the stripe. And change the shot. Connor Pelham on the block attempt. Rose comes up with it, and he'll make a move inside. Missed it. Pelham gets the rebound, and then reach-in foul is going to go against Chadwell.
That's going to be Chadwell's second, team's third.
Exciting second-half basketball so far. Looking for Napoleon to try to cut into the lead. It's still 21, 43-22, 4:09 to go. We're going to timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break on WKHM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
4:09 to go third quarter. It's a 43-22 Michigan Center advantage. They'll have the ball out of the timeout. Kylan Brown, Jake Nichols, Brett Haynes, Austin McKenzie, and Connor Pelham starting lineup on the floor for the Cardinals. Weatherspoon gets screened by Pelham. Brown will get to Haynes. Haynes now to McKenzie. McKenzie dribbles to the top. Gets to Nichols, right wing. Nichols will dribble back out and reset. Now he gets to Haynes. Haynes jab step to the middle. Looking for a shot at the elbow. Gives to a cutting McKenzie. He gets to the basket, and on the double cut shot, he's fouled by Chadwell. McKenzie will go to straight for a pair.
Foul number 23, Jacob Chadwell.
That's going to be Chadwell's third, team's fourth. McKenzie. Michigan Center going back to that trying to get the ball down low tactic that seemed to work very, very well for them in the first half. McKenzie hits the first.
Chadwell's going to come. No, Weatherspoon will come out with Tobin McCrum getting out of the floor. Freshman has played a lot of minutes in this one so far. And you said, yeah, Chadwell's got 3 fouls according to this.
Yeah, they actually have. Napoleon has 3 fouls on Chadwell, Weatherspoon, and Connor Bammer off the bench.
Free throw miss. Nichols on the offensive rebound. The putback's no good. Rebound, Austin Hinkle, and tries to hand to McKenzie. McCrump with the steal. Has it. Pocket picked from behind by Andrew Torti. And that'll go out of bounds.
And now you see why Tobin McCrum is playing on the varsity level.
Inbound. Drive from Johnson. Gets deep into the paint. Now he'll kick out. And Hampton with a look for 3 missed. Rebounded Chadwell. And he looks to go back down low to Riley Elliott. And tried to block the pass, and it's a foul against Austin Hinkle.
And that's going to be Hinkle's second team's, I believe that's their first in this half.
There's a drive, Chadwell from the elbow. Shooters roll on that one, 44-22 the score. Kylan Brown wasting no time, he's all the way back. Nice up and under, left it short, and the rebound will go out of bounds. Napoleon ball. You see, made shot by Napoleon, and in a heartbeat, Kylan Brown's back at the other backboard trying to take a layup. Now the center gives you no time to relax.
Now they're into the full court press, a little bit of a trap.
The crumb gives to Hampton. Hampton drives. McCrum now deep right wing looking for Elliott down in the low block. Backs his way in out to McCrum. Pump fakes the shot into the painted area. Passes it to Elliott, and he loses it for a moment. And the recovery steps out of bounds. Michigan center ball. 44-24. 2:47 to go third quarter on WKHM, WKHM.com. Of course, you can listen to replays of all our broadcasts at the website. Hand off to Jake Nichols. He gets himself into the paint. All the way around to the other side of the basketball. Tough finish off the backboard. Tough angle, but he knocks it down. 46-24.
Center with a little bit bigger lineup.
Hampton breaks the press himself. Gets down into the middle of the paint. And they whistle him for a charge.
And that one is going to go on Darren Hampton. His first, team's fifth.
We'll it looked to me like the defender was moving, but I head of steam, you get into the paint, there's a chance that goes
absolutely
against you.
It's always something you have to be aware of as an offensive player.
Center quick up the floor. Nichols working out of that corner. Skip pass to Williams. So Williams hit, I think, three, maybe four triples against Hanover Horton. He hasn't had a good clean look yet this game. Kylan Brown will step back and take a three off the screen and knocks it down.
Good look by Kylan Brown. That goes back to that shot selection. Didn't have it the first time. Got it to Williams. Williams got it back to him. Had a great look.
Yeah, we don't get much more open than that. Out to Hampton. Hampton's going to dribble drive. He loses the ball. Kylan Brown back the other way. Double clutch. Missed the layup, but he will draw the foul. I think with Kylan Brown has that break opportunity with a defender. He's looking to, he doesn't just look to score. He wants to get the contact and then score it.
Absolutely.
In that case, it doesn't work out, but he will get a pair at the stripe.
Definitely want to look for that and one play.
And he hits from the free throw line.
That's going to prompt Ty Rose to come back into the game. We'll have Kylan Brown's second shot up and in.
And for the full end, number 22, Connor Smith.
Kylan Brown, it's a pair at the stripe. 51-24 with a minute 44 to go third quarter. Michigan center all over Napoleon here in this one.
Now 18 for Kylan Brown.
One of our favorite names in the area. The all-name team, Rayfield Johnson, on the floor for the Cardinals.
Getting his first minutes of the game.
Drive and pull up there. Chadwell, looks like he drew a whistle. And I think it's going to go to Torty.
On Torty, his first, team second.
In the game for Napoleon, Connor Smith inbounds. And now we can get another whistle against Michigan Center. Away from the ball.
And that one will go on Andrew Torty one more time. His second, team's third.
Inbound Connor Smith. Chadwell looks to drive. Gets into the paint. Spin move. Fading. Missed the shot. Rebound rolls. And the putback is good. Let's play Ty Rose. McKenzie back the other way for the Cardinals with a minute 12 to go here in the third. 51-26 lead. McKenzie will drive. Now he'll dribble back out. Nice cut by Torty. Great knockaway by McCrum. McKenzie comes up with a loose ball. There's Williams with a look for three, and he knocks it down. Ryan Williams, under a minute to go third quarter. McCrum working against McKenzie.
Deceptively strong shooter is Brian Williams.
He goes 6'3". He's probably the second or third tallest kid on the Michigan Center roster there. But nice range. Napoleon working it down to big Ty Rose in the paint. And he's going to draw a foul.
And that one's going to go on Rayfield Johnson. His first, team's fourth.
Ty Rose, just a junior here for the Napoleon squad. Biggest kid on the floor right now. go to Connor Smith on the low block. Gets it into the paint to Rose. He has it knocked away. They're double-teaming him down there. Feed out to McCraw. Missed the three. Rebound McKenzie for Michigan Center. And he'll slow it down with 23 seconds. The Cardinals will hold for one. Third quarter coming to a close. 54-26 Cardinal lead. McKenzie picked up deep by Chadwell. In danger of 5 second call. He goes off the dribble. And a hand check call against Chadwell. And that'll be his fourth.
That will be number four. Team seventh. That's going to put center in the 1-1.
Rose, Smith. Oh, did I get two Smith? Rose. Rose, that's Bradley Smith. Rose, Bradley Smith, Chadwell, and McCrum. I think I finally got it on the fifth try.
There you go. You got it. McKenzie hit the first of the 1-1.
Nearly 8 o'clock here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Strong pair there from McKenzie. 56-26 now, the Cardinals over the Pirates. Chadwell open, look for three. Final seconds of the quarter, and he knocks it down. Has struggled from the floor tonight, but he hit that one. 56-29 will be our third quarter score. 1 minute break. We're back with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle.
Right now, get a 2015 Ford Taurus SEL, stock number 47028, $27,094 for everyone, or 72 months at 0% financing. No plan necessary, tax, title, and fees extra. All factory rebates to dealer. See dealer for details.
For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Come on, 56-29 Cardinal lead. Napoleon will start the fourth quarter with the ball. McCrum working against McKenzie. Joined on the floor by Chadwell, Smith, Bradley, and Riley. Or excuse me, Phelps. And Napoleon draws a foul here on their first position. No, it's turnover.
Looks like they called a jump on that one.
Oh, okay. Tie up. 56-29 McKenzie. Bringing it up for the Cardinals with Austin Hinkle, Andrew Torti, Raphael Johnson, and Brian Williams. McKenzie with a pull-up three. Just
long
missed.
Three.
Hinkle comes away with a
look
carom.
What I found.
Kind of fell into his arms off a couple of. We got a blocking foul against Bradley on the.
Now that's going to go against
Connor Smith. I'm getting those two kids that's, really easily mixed up.
They're going to whistle that on Jacob Chadwell, his fifth.
Really?
Yes.
That is not who I saw on the defense, but he must have reached in as they were going by.
That's his fifth, team's eighth. We're going to get Connor Bammer into the game, replacing Chadwell.
Tough game for Chadwell. Struggled from the floor all night against a smothering Michigan Center defense.
7 points for him as Austin McKenzie hits the front end of the 1-1.
And a night when was
straight.
Yes, and a night when several Cardinals have struggled at the line. McKenzie's been solid as can be as he hits another one.
And that is 7 free throws in a row for Austin McKenzie.
McCrum bringing it up now for the Pirates. And that goes to Colin Bradley. Bradley, skip pass. McCrum. Nice open look on the feed for Bammer. And he banks in a triple from the top. 58-32.
Still counts even if you don't call glass.
Yeah, that's only a playground rule. And that's rarely enforced.
Rarely.
And for Michigan Center, number 5, Brett Haynes.
Haynes back into the tilt. McKenzie will go to the bench. Nice night for Austin McKenzie. Certainly going to factor into our decision on Subway Players of the Game tonight. McCrum brings it up for the Pirates. That one goes to Connor Smith. Smith will take a three, top of the key. Missed everything. And that goes out of bounds. Half-hearted chant of air ball from the Michigan Center student section.
Good turnout for the Michigan Center student section. Not quite as into it as they were earlier.
Rayfield Johnson on a nice drive. Hung up on the rim long time. Falls up, and Napoleon will rebound. McCrum bringing it up. Freshman has looked good tonight. Gives to Colin Bradley. Bradley dribbles across the floor, working deep right wing. Now back to the top of McCrum to reset. Puts it on the deck. Gets a screen. Picked up by Torty. Drive and kick. And Bradley will slow it back down. 6:05 to go on this one. 58-32 to score. Going down to the low block. Nice jump hook by Phelps. Missed it, though, and long rebound goes out to Michigan Center. Haynes running the break for the Cardinals. Screen and roll. Great pick and roll there by Austin Hinkle, and he hits the bucket and draws the whistle, and he'll go to the stripe.
And that foul goes against Connor Smith, his first, team's ninth.
And for Napoleon, number 33, Riley Elliott.
Austin Hinkle toes the free throw stripe. And he hits. 60-32 with 5:50 to go. 61-32, make that. 5:50 to go in this game. And Hinkle will go to the bench. And Abel Compton on the floor now for Michigan Center. First time we've mentioned his name tonight. And I'm not sure we might have seen him one other time this year.
Yep, we saw him in the Jackson Christian game.
There you go.
Another cool name, Abel Compton.
Works it down low. They go to Riley Elliott. Elliott will kick out. McCrum back to the top. Hampton into the game again. Looking to feed Rose down in the low block. Working against Compton. Back out to McCrum. Deep triple. NBA range. In and out. Rebounded Elliott. The putback is good for Napoleon. Michigan Center wasting no time. Up the floor, Rayfield Johnson, double clutch. Missed the shot, draws the foul.
Good hustle play there by Rayfield Johnson.
And Michigan Center does that secondary break so effortlessly. I got to imagine that they're just drilling that every day in practice.
Oh, yeah.
Get it out of bounds and get it up the floor off every single make.
You run till you drop, get that cardio working for you. Johnson misses off the heel.
And for Napoleon, number 5, Greg Wetherspoon.
That's a double bonus. That foul goes against Connor Bammer, his fourth, team's 10th.
Rayfield Johnson, repping the class of 2018 at the stripe. I thought he was a lefty. He shoots those free throws right-handed.
He might
be ambidextrous now that I think about it.
Might want to try it as he misses both.
61-34 is our score. Napoleon on the attack, looking for Ty Rose. Nice kick out to Hampton. Open look for three. That goes off the heel. Long rebound. Rose comes down with it, and he'll draw a foul.
And that's going to go on Rayfield Johnson, his second, team's fifth.
Whistle down the floor. Inbound Elliott goes to Hampton. They look to go back to Elliott on the low block. Pass was there. Couldn't quite reel it in. That'll go out of bounds, Michigan Center ball.
Looked a little hot there.
Brett Haynes, Rayfield Johnson, Andrew Torty, Brian Williams, and Abel Compton on the floor for the Cardinals. Compton will come out the screen for Haynes. Looks to roll. Nothing there. He'll get it back out. Has Torty at the top. Puts it on the decks. Cuts his way to the basket. Lefty finished off the glass. Andrew Torty. Hampton dribbling against Torty now with screens from Rose. Now he finds McCrum. Thinks about a long three, doesn't take it. Hampton out the top, feeds down to Elliott on the low block. Spin move, reverse layup. Missed it, but he does draw a whistle, and that'll send him to the stripe for a pair.
Call
63-34, we got 4:17 left on this one.
Wiley, Elliott.
Remember, stay tuned following the broadcast for the Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. I want to thank them for being on the broadcast, along with Lumen Christi Catholic High School. Jackson YMCA, no joint fees for the month of January. Jackson Public Schools, one of our sponsors, and we'll be at Jackson High School on Friday night against East Lansing.
Great game. Looking forward to it. Tilt. Elliott hits a pair.
Here comes Brett Haynes up the floor for the Cardinals. Top of the key, now into the corner. Rayfield Johnson, open look for three, short. Tyrose rebounds, has it knocked away by Compton, and he's blocked on the shot attempt, gets it back and works his way back down low, and we'll get a foul against Tyrose on some contact.
It's going to be his second. Send Compton to the line for two.
Two strong kids working against each other down there, and credit to Compton after the block, recovered and went right back down low to work it up. He's at the stripe and he hits the free throw. Isaiah Phelps back into the tilt for the Pirates, replacing Rose, and you don't lose a lot of height on that substitution.
No, you really don't.
Phelps has looked good. Second free throw is an air ball from Compton. Nothing but court on the first one, nothing but air on the second, but 64-36, the Cardinals lead, and he's in the scorebook with 4 minutes to go in this tilt.
Greg Weatherspoon in the game for the Pirates.
McCrum goes in the corner, Hampton down to the low block. Phelps, nice long step across the lane. Jump hook is missed, but good job to get himself a good look.
That's Torty for three off the heel. Long rebound by Rayfield Johnson, stolen by Weatherspoon. He's going to carry it up to Hampton. 12-foot jumper miss. Rebound Compton.
Michigan Center comes away with a loose ball. Torty dribble on the attack all the way to the basket. Now kick out to Williams. Open look for three off the heel. Rebound comes down, and that's pulled in by Riley Elliott. He'll give to Hampton, and Hampton will trigger the offense for the Pirates. Left side, McCrum at the wing, dribbles in. Pull up, Jay. That one comes out long. Rebounded by Torty, Michigan Center. We'll take over 3:07 to go in this one. 64-36, the lead for the Cardinals. There's a nice drive all the way from the top, and the scoop no good for Haynes with the rebound there. Abel Compton in the putback. 30-point Cardinal advantage.
Looks like the center student check section chanting for Joey Buckets is going to get their wish here as Joe Edwards is set to check in at the next whistle for the Cardinals. Weatherspoon up high.
Down low block. Riley Elliott backs in. Nice hesitation move. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound on a putback attempt. He'll draw some contact and back to the stripe. That'll get Joe Edwards off the bench.
Along with Hunter Horsch. That foul on Compton, his first, team's seventh. That's going to give Napoleon the 1-1 for Riley Elliott.
It's the first. 2:32 to go in this tilt.
And much to the delight of the center faithful, Joey Buckets, also known as the senior Joe Edwards, checking into the game. Cool nickname if you're a young man on the basketball court.
Yeah. Joey Buckets. Can't go wrong. Elliott missed the second free throw. Compton with a rebound. Horsch triggers the break for center. Coming across the top. Open look for triple. Fakes it down to Rayfield Johnson. Great pass across the lane. No looker to Abel Compton.
And that's going to get a timeout from the Napoleon bench.
As the deep part of that Michigan Center lineup into the game. No problem scoring there. 68-36, 30-second break. We'll be back with the final 2:19 of this tilt on WKHM.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
It's the Matthew Boyle, Jason Smith. 2:19 to go in this one. 68-36. The Cardinals in front. McCrum will accept the inbound for Napoleon. Joel Johnson on the floor with him. And Isaiah Phelps, Bradley, and Smith. Johnson, the floater from the baseline, missed it. Rebounded by Abel Compton. Horse bring it up for the Cardinals all the way into the paint. Nice kick out to Rayfield Johnson. Missed the three. Long rebound goes to Compton. Compton works the shot back up. And they're going to whistle him for a travel. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I missed it also, but that's why they make the big bucks.
Yeah, and, you know, we do have some visual impairment from a Napoleon faithful, the beginning to vacate the bleachers. There's a drive, McCrum. Great feed to Phelps, and Phelps finishes easily down low.
Nice feed. Long outlet to Edwards.
Joey Bucket feeds a cutting Rayfield Johnson. Tough shot to get up. Missed it. Abel Compton powers his way in for the rebound. He's going to get whistled for a foul.
It's what you like to see off of these, the guys that you're running 10, 11, 12.
Yeah. 30-point Michigan Center lead for the final 131, and we're going to send Joel Johnson to the stripe.
And that foul on Abel Compton, his second, team's eighth.
And Johnson hits the first one. One-and-one situation for the Pirates, 68-39. Again, I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Scott Ash for a quick setup here. Welcoming us into his gym. He's always been a friend to the broadcast. And he's got some great things working in the sports programs here at Napoleon. Horse with the ball from Michigan Center. Trying to feed Joey Buckets there on the deep wing. McCrum nearly with a steal.
That never gets old.
We're not going to be able to call him Joe Edwards ever again. Buckets to inbound. Deep inbound to Horse. You know, Horse has looked really good in this game. Nice penetration, and he's done a real good job of finding an open man. As a result, there's another drive, and he drops it off to Compton. Can't quite handle the pass. Almost stolen, but knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Connor Smith. It'll stay center ball. Horse, Compton, Johnson, Torty, and Joey Buckets in for the Cardinals.
Horse is going to take a walk on that one.
That's one of those where he went to make the pass. The guy wasn't as open as he thought, and he tries to delay, drags a foot. Easy travel call for the officials. 107 to go in this game, 68-39. Napoleon will have possession. McCrum, the freshman,
who has looked very good in this game for Napoleon.
Yeah, they got some young players that are look real comfortable out there tonight. There's a deep look for McCrum. Doesn't take it. Puts it on the floor against the zone defense for Michigan Center. Joey Buckets with a knockaway from behind. That's going to get out of bounds, though. Last touch, Cardinals. Cardinals. Inbound goes to Joel Johnson. Nice shot from the elbow, and he hits. Johnson's been a bit of a bright spot here for the Pirates, at least his scoring ability.
Absolutely.
He's got a nice frame for the game. Length, tall kid. Joey Edwards missed the shot. Rebound attempt tapped out. Abel Compton staying very active on the offensive glass. But that'll be Napoleon ball again. 23 seconds left on our game clock. Here comes McCrum. Over midcourt, dribbles to the right side. And goes down low to Phelps. Phelps double team, and we'll get a reach-in foul against Torty.
A little back and forth between the student sections for Napoleon and Michigan Center.
All good-natured.
Most of the time. That foul goes against Andrew Torty, his third, team's ninth.
I mean, I guess trailing by almost 30, if I'm the student section for Napoleon, I just kind of sit down.
I think they made reference to the football season.
Ah. Fair reference. These two teams met up in that tournament with Napoleon finishing on top. Final buzzer sound, a 68-41 victory. Michigan Center, 34 points exactly in each half. Napoleon, their 41 total is they did better in the second half than they had in the first. Certainly just never seemed to get their rhythm going, and it was tough to do against a very aggressive and active Michigan Center defense. 68-41 is our final. We'll take a two-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back and take a look at the numbers and tell you who our Subway player of the game is. Again, Michigan Center victorious, 68-41. Two-minute break on WKHM.